Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 41 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, expecting snow this afternoon, up to a foot of snow in the mountains, and it's winter time here in Maine. I hope that your Thanksgiving was blessed of God. Ours certainly was, and we were able to enjoy Thanksgiving for the first time in our new home, and we appreciate all of the family and friends that were able to take part in this grand and glorious event as we went around the table and testified among 15 people of the goodness and grace and the great power of our mighty God. It was emotional, it was tear-filled and shouting-filled, and we give God the glory for how He blessed us and helped us on yesterday. We're busy about the Father's business today. Day of insulating the floors in our basement, some 2,600 square feet. I wish you were close so you could come help me, but my wife went on a jet airplane this morning at 5:30 a.m. I took her around 3:30 a.m., and then we're back working and laboring for Christ here on this mission field. We're preparing our hearts even now for a glorious weekend as we settle in and preach from the blessed King James Bible. And we're thrilled to be able to share the Word of God all day long on the Lord's Day and witness of God's wonderful love. And thank you for praying for us and believing God with us. I hope that you've made your plans and preparations to be a part of the annual Pastors Conference. It's the 6th annual, December 6th and 7th. Brother Randy Bain will be preaching for us, Brother Bruce Turner, and it'll be red hot preaching and hopefully by the power of God, spirit-filled singing and a little bit of shouting. Who knows, we might get happy and raise our pinkies high in the air. I want you to take the Word of God with me today and look at Proverbs chapter number 26. And when you find yourself in Proverbs chapter number 26, look with me in verse 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. The Lord is teaching us a magnificent lesson in this verse. You better watch it. You're digging a hole. Have you heard that phrase before? Oft times when we're speaking to someone and they're getting a little bit out there on the edge and maybe even a little bit of speculation that's going on in their talk and in their conversation, we said, you're digging a hole. You better watch it. You're digging yourself a hole. You'll never be able to get out of it. And the Bible says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. We must be careful, for what we dish out, we're probably going to get back. What a man sows, he reaps. The Bible teaches us about the irrevocable law of sowing and reaping. And if we're all of the time giving out foolishness, we cannot expect but foolishness will come back our way. And when you dig a pit, you'll fall therein. And when you roll a stone, it's going to return upon him. And may God help us to be busy about the Father's business in the area of speaking words that honor and glorify him. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The Lord is desirous of his people honoring him with their speech. And as we discuss this today, we must be reminded each and every day of the importance of speaking words that give life. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we must understand that we can either share death or we can share life. And we live in such a cruel day. On social media, it's a cruel day. People hide behind keyboards. We call them keyboard cowards. And they hide behind a keyboard and puke out things that are ungodly and say things that are hurtful. People do the same in churches. And we must understand that he that diggeth a hole, the Bible says very clearly in this passage of Scripture, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. And it's a critical time in our life that we understand that our words are weighty. And we must use words that honor and glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Another week of radio broadcasting has gone into the record books. I pray you have a powerful weekend, and we look forward to coming back to the radio mic on Monday. God bless you, and good day.